This program is dedicated in memory of Sue Thayer. Rock Solid Hope for a Hard Christmas. That's the title of this week's program. Do you feel lonely near Christmas? Mary and Joseph felt alone on the first Christmas Eve. Yet God made his presence known to them in a big way on Christmas Day. Trust the Lord, friends. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is always the same. Yesterday, today, yes, and forever to the ages. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Let the light of the world shine in your heart today. Let him into your heart, into your life. Right now. You know, it was busy in Bethlehem. The smells and voices of livestock greeted weary travelers who endured a rough journey with unpredictable weather because of a crazy government census. Why on earth did a young pregnant woman about to give birth need to make such a rugged trip? The ruling administration of Caesar Augustus couldn't care less. Everyone needed to be counted, quote, in his own town, unquote. That was from Luke 1:3. Everyone. And for this young betrothed couple, that meant a hard journey to Bethlehem. Bethlehem. The very name means breadbasket. How fitting for the bread of life, our Lord Jesus Christ, to be born there. It had been predicted in the Old Testament. Yet, for the exhausted young couple, Bethlehem didn't feel fitting. The Lord had led them. They knew that. But it didn't feel comfortable or normal to be away from family and experience harsh conditions for giving birth. No one took sweet young Mary in to help her at her great time of need. Joseph would never forget that. But he would also always remember God's provision in spite of it. Indeed, on Christ's birthday, the community of Bethlehem wasn't ready and watching for God's Son to arrive. They were busy. Yes, yes, it was busy in Bethlehem. It was likely a cave where the animals lived. Smelly, likely cramped, loud, unsanitary, but it was shelter, and Joseph made the best of it for Mary. The Lord was with them, and that's what made all of the difference. Luke 2:6-7, and while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. This Christmas, are you ready to welcome afresh and worship our Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know him personally? Have you received his gift of eternal life? Without him, none of this life makes sense. In him is life. In him is comfort. In him is victory. And yet sometimes we are in such grief that we can't feel like worshiping. But we must not wait to feel like worshiping. We must not wait for perfect conditions to observe his birthday. Instead, no matter how messy our surroundings or how absent is family due to death or illness or heartache, we can experience his presence on Christmas. And worship, and wonder, and hope. As mentioned earlier, Christ was born where animals were kept, likely in a cave. He, the Rock of Ages, would die on the cross and be buried in a cave-like tomb with a rock door. Yet, the Rock of Ages rose again, conquering sin and death, and everything that makes it hard for us to celebrate Christmas. Yes, Christ is coming again. He will return and make all things right, and that celebration will make all of the best Christmases for all of humanity rolled into one pale into oblivion in comparison to Christ's next arrival. Hallelujah. So this Christmas, think about that. Think about Him and worship. Yes, oh yes, my friends, He's coming again. So even if your Christmas feels lonely or lacking, trust Him anyway. It will be infinitely more than worth it because He is worthy. Mary and Joseph will be happy to share about it someday with us who know Him. Today, let's all get quiet in His presence. Be real. He is real. And pour your heart out. Go ahead. Just give Him everything. Repent and submit to our loving Lord Jesus. He alone deserves the throne of our hearts. Welcome Him as Savior and Lord. There's nothing like it, and there's no one like Him. Trust in Him personally for salvation. You and I will never regret it. He loves us. He loves you. And He offers us eternity with Him. The best of the best beyond our imagination. Isaiah 26:2 includes what I mentioned earlier about His being the Rock of Ages. So trust in the Lord, commit yourself to Him, lean on Him, hope confidently in Him forever. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock, the Rock of Ages. Matthew 4:16, the people who sat dwelt enveloped in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the land and shadow of death, light has dawned. John 1:5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we welcome You. We welcome You, Jesus. Please save us from our sins. Cleanse us. We repent of relying on anything but You. We submit to You and thank You for Your word. We want to follow You 100%. Please help us love You and love others. We believe You died on the cross personally for us and bore the weight of our sin, our grief, our pain. You bore it all and You conquered sin and death for us. Thank You for rising again. Thank You for being You. We welcome You, Jesus. Please rule and reign. Please empty us of anything that's not of You and fill us with the Holy Spirit and use us in any way You want. We bless Your name together and pray for Your best for all prayer requests in our hearts and comfort for all who grieve. We thank You and we bless Your name together. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, don't forget to pray for your pastors and for veterans and those who are wrestling with unexpected pregnancies. Pray for everyone and reach out to them with action. Help them to know that God loves them and that there is hope, because it's true. There is hope in Jesus. And He loves you, my friends. Never forget it. He loves you. God's got this. And no matter what you're going through, remember, God's got this. You can trust Him. He's bigger. He's bigger than anything and any problem. Trust Him. Just rest in Him today.